Well, we're looking at light rail to Southern Maryland, which has been sort of talked about for quite some time. We're now funding a study, looking at ways that we can deliver that. Also, you know, working with counties, both rural counties and more densely populated suburban and urban jurisdictions, to continue to find ways to expand bus service. You know, one of our goals, it has been and it will continue to be, is for sustainable growth and for if we're not providing options for mixed-use transit-oriented development, which is really what I'm promoting, so people can live, work, and play in the same place. Certainly, to the extent that people are commuting, we want to get them off the roads and into public and mass transit options. So you mentioned the Purple Line and the Red Line, the Corridor City Transitway. Those are huge transit projects that we will move forward with. But also looking at the less expensive options like expanding bus service, expanding MARC train service. We've already expanded to weekend service between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Certainly increasing the number of weekend runs, longer hours during the weekdays for our weekday commuters. So I think public transit gives us some real opportunities to where we can invest in our transportation infrastructure.